Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the editions of Flashback Friday, and I named it Flashback Friday Returns because we're getting back into the consistency of having this done every Friday or every other Friday at least. You know, I have been just sitting back allowing God to speak to me. You know, I go on the air when God lets me know and Christ lets me know it's time to go on the air. It's not that I miss you guys dearly when I'm not on the air, but it gives you time to sit and just be still. And while you're being still, it makes you think about what you're doing. We all have different ministries, no matter what it we do. We can be ministers, we can be preachers, we can be teachers of Bible study, singers, musicians. There is so many different roles of spreading the gospel that, you know, we all have to remember where it's coming from and why we are doing it. If we go to 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, and I'm going to read from the first all the way down to the, time to get new glasses, to the 8th verse. And it goes like this. I want to jump right into the Word of God. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Whether we have renounced secret and shameful ways, we do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's consciousness in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants. For Jesus' sake, for God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," made the light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have the treasures in the jars of clay to show this, that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us. You know, we do this all for the glory of God. I thank God every day for lifting my body up to allow me to do the things that He has called me to do. He's called all of us for a purpose and for a reason, and therefore we should look at our ministry and look at as ourselves as Christians. Our ministry is past simply giving the truth. Which is the word of God, simply passing it on, giving people the good news that Christ paid for our sins at the cross. There's no more condemnation. Come, repent, and you shall be forgiven. God doesn't look at where you are. He already knows where you are. He's trying to get you to where He wants you to be. All right, everybody, let's get this show started. First up on the mic, we're going to listen to Heritage by Cooley E, a.k.a. Mugen Mentality.
Where you come from, where the Father and the Son
glory irradiates instead of the sun. We're kings with crown and victory the one. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from? Where the Father and the Son's glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. I woke up this morning with God on my mind. I'm thankful for this life, though this earth is not a home. So I whipped out my interplanetary cell phone and phoned home. The standard rates are free and insights the ringtone. That's the power of prayer. If you ain't caught on, we'll hop on, cause this I do condone. There's never a doubt on, he's always listening. We are not alone, his eyes always watch over those he calls his own. All around the globe, from ATL to Rome, it's time to wash your robes. The bridegroom's getting ready to get his wedding on the road. Stop sinning, start repenting, and walk the straight in that road. Cause many of the roads that lead to eternal hellfire, just in case you didn't know, don't walk by eyesight, but by faith, sisters and bros. Cause we were all chosen to see through sight spiritually. Where you come from? Where the Father and the Son's glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from? Where the Father and the Son's glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. The finish line in sight, I can almost taste the wine and see your face. Lord, just give me grace to finish up this race and nothing less than first place. Cleanse me from iniquity, don't even leave a trace. I just want to live to see your glory in the holy place. Blind in my eyes, sort of light mate. At times, I cry because I'm so far away. That's why I dedicate my each and every way to listen and obey to everything you say. Except for that one time when I had to roll a J. Got brought down by the wayside, but you were my triple A. You cleared that cloud of haze and let me see your brighter day. Father, if you may, shine upon me a ray, a beacon of hope that won't lead me astray. And you, I place my trust in, there it will stay. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Where you come from? Where the Father and the Son's glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from? Where the Father and the Son's glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from? Where the Father and the Son's glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race. Where you come from? Where the Father and the Son's glory irradiates instead of the sun. Where kings are crowned and victories are won. I'm homesick, Father, may thy will be done. Where you come from? A faraway place where there is no sin, not even a trace. Where everybody knows you by name and by face. We all are one nation, regardless of race.
Man, I'm sick of being here. Ungodliness is rampant. I mean, just the other day, this chick came up to me just throwing herself at me. I had to tell her I am not up this earth, man. Come correct. Keep your skirt down, kill the smirk. You make your dad frown, go to church. And I'll think about taking you out on the town. Second thought, I'm focused on my crown. And I'm time to fool around, lead that to the clown. Celebrated from the ground, legend of a living down. I can't wait too far to turn around. My path is straight, my weight is heaven bound. Burden's weight is about 11 pounds. Yahshua had to help me out, not doubt about the hell amount of the monkeys on my back trying to hold me down. Satan himself can't even hold me now. Trying to grip my time, but now my mind is sound.
All right. That was Heritage by Mugen Mentality. Corinthians first through the seventh chapter talks about the ministries that we have, and that they're not our ministries and are not from us, we're actually just truthfully giving the word of God, truthfully giving. People will be able to look at us, look at how we're living, look at the Holy Spirit within us, and tell a wonder, be curious of why do you have so much joy? Why do you have so much peace? It's because of my Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, everybody, next up on the mic is I Shall Not Be Moved by Supreme High Energy. And here we go. Energy, what I shall not be moved. All right, everyone. Next up on the mic, we have Love or Hate by Spiritual Police. Here we go.
Five. follow. Too many things to choose. You gotta stay off in your lane, you snooze, you lose. Ain't no beat around the board. The truth I push, give it to you. Hope you take it in this work. Gon' hate that I made love. Yeah, I'd rather give you love. That's what it's gonna take. To change this world we're in, a lot of people fake. Caught up in the trends, and the day to day. I can give you love, I can give you hate. I'd rather give you love, yeah, that's what it's gonna take. To change this world we're in, a lot of people fake. Caught up in the trends, and the day to day. Speaking at your neck, without thinking first, talk with your emotions. When you feel hurt, say you put God first, but your motive thirsts. Real knowledge, need a nurse, self-inflicted pain, man-made gain, make a change, trying to keep up with the trends. Got you looking like a dummy, talking like a dummy, say your soul for the money. I can hardly talk to people nowadays, why? Cause they funny. I give you soul food, but you want milk and cookies. I give you real life, you looking for a movie. I know it gets hard sometimes, keep your head up. Feel like you losing your mind, keep your head up. Sometimes it gets hard to trust, keep your head up. God got a plan for us, keep your head up. I give you love, hope you take it in. Hit your knees, repent again. God got your back to the very end.
Give you love, yeah. I'd rather give you love, that's what it's gonna take. To change this world we're in, a lot of people fake. Caught up in the trends, and the day to day. I can give you love, I can give you hate. I'd rather give you love, yeah, that's what it's gonna take. To change this world we're in, a lot of people fake. Caught up in the trends, and the day to day.
All right, that was Love or Hate. That was the last show that hopefully this show turns out okay. If anyway, moving on to 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter. Whether we have by setting forth the truth plain, if our Christ are as Lord and ourselves. Light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ is from God. And go forth in our ministry. In the book, the Bible, in order for them to get revelation, the dance mix is all about. First, it is to get you up off your feet and give God some praise for 15 minutes. The Lord.
You're listening to DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
Oh, holy. In the morning, he's alright.
He's alright.
In the noonday, he's alright.
He's alright.
In the evening, he's alright.
He's alright.
In the midnight hour, he's alright.
He's alright. He's alright.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's alright.
He's
alright.
Yes, he is.
He's alright.
Yes, he is.
He's alright.
Yes, he is.
He's alright.
Back this evening to some of that old school hand clapping, foot stomping tradition.
DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ. And don't forget to check out the House of Inspiration. Check out your social media so to let you know exactly what day it's going to be. But that is Frankie's hour-long show where he mixes for an entire hour. So if you like the 15 minutes, you'll love the hour show. So check in the House of Inspiration on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. Also, if you go to the ministry's website, www.journeyhomeministries.org, not only do we have a multitude of resources for you, anywhere from House for Inspiration Mix Show, Y4C Youth Show, Christian Life Coaching with our Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath, My Five Pack Fridays, and Bible Study with Elder Faye. All right, next up on the mic is Hail Jesus.
Like a blaze of fire, hold it dead, I'm in the ground. We lift them higher, we praise them. Messiah, devil's a liar. Jesus will return. Will you balance, stay in your sin and just burn? What will you learn? We ain't promised to lie. So while you living, come get some credit to make it to heaven. I'm yelling, Jesus say, made a way out of the way. Ain't nobody like Jehovah, came and died and made a way. Let the Holy Ghost show you and lead you. Make way for the boss, he'll teach you to reach out to the lost. This is the
secret. Hell, hell, Christ coming through, make way for you.
Daniel Woodson, and I love it, I love it, I love it. Anyway, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday, and I named it Flashback Friday Returns because we haven't been on the air for a couple of Fridays. That will be changing, so definitely look for the shows. Let your friends know, you know, you don't have to listen to it live. You can, all of our shows are archived. So you can listen to any of our shows that we've ever recorded over the lifetime of the ministry, which has been 7 years. I invite you to visit our website. I invite you to call in up to the show if you're listening live, 347-838-9457. I also invite you to drop us a line at customer service at journeyhomeministries.org. Let us know how you feel. Let us know what you want. Let us know what we can do to help you with your spiritual walk. All right, everybody. Up next is Let God Arise by Coco Street. And here we go.
Mom! mighty through God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
All right, that was Let God Arise by Coco Street, and our praise is definitely a weapon. You've been listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows, the edition of Flashback Friday, and I said it returns because it is returning. The reading for the week, 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, 1st through the 7th verse. Read it, get it into your spirit. It's something I want you to meditate on. I want you to pray for wisdom, pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal, give you revelation of the things that I am saying, the things that others say, or the things that might come across in your own study. The important thing is to have a personal relationship with Christ, because it's Him who's going to take you precept by precept and order your steps, as God has said. I hope you guys have a peace and blessed week. I will see you next
truly